How's it, Rory? I had a look at the message that you sent now, and things have been put in place that all of us, including you, myself, my staff, your staff, everybody will end up having a good Christmas, and this thing can be set beside all of us, and it's set aside, and we don't have any more issues. And people stressing and stuff like that, and everything just comes to an end. But I find it very strange that you get one or two clowns. Now, I will call them a clown based on the fact that the liquidators have got nothing to do with me, and I do not care about them because the case went under appeal and it's been appealed, and the monies is sitting with people and attorneys that has got nothing to do with the case, separate attorneys. Now, people have still got the cheek to phone, and not only phone, but mention amounts of money. Let's just say these people had to start sniffing now. It's going to be bad for everybody. So, the same person that brought this to your attention, if things go the other way around and people start sniffing now and saying, oh, but the money's there, and this becomes a bigger problem, and we get some kind of delay, you can blame that person for not waiting. I can understand people are stressed, anxious, they don't know what to do. Same as myself, same as yourself. We're all in the same boat. And you'll just get this one clown that will go around trying to make trouble because they've got nothing else better to do with their lives. So I'm doing it straight as it is. My attorneys have done everything that they possibly can, and we are almost at the end of that road, and I'm not going to allow some idiot to go and stuff it up for me, for you, and for all the other people that need money. And I'm just not going to allow it, Rory, because it's pathetic. I can understand the anxiousness of everything, and I understand the hurt and the pain that people feel. I understand that. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, we're all in that same boat. But for certain individuals, the clowns that want to go try to justify themselves and make trouble. You know what, Rory? They don't actually even deserve to be paid. And we should actually hinder them from being paid. Pay everybody else. Don't pay the troublemakers. Because what happens now, people are already stressed and anxious, and then you get one idiot that will go and upset the whole show, phoning people that don't even know what the hell is going on themselves, trying to make trouble. That is my stance on that. That is how I feel. And I just can't understand how a person's brain is. We are communicating with them. We are telling them to wait. We're all going to have a good Christmas. But it's going to take one fool that's going to stuff it up for everybody. And then what? Then we've got to go through another 2 years of fucking waiting because of one idiot. I'm not going to allow it, Rory.